back to the Real Beast Experience podcast trivia, part one of our two trivia podcasts, a sequel with Doug Farrar. Doug, hello.
Hello.
He has just done a wonderful job previewing the NFL season. Now, we will put him to the test. There are four different, there are a total of 200 points on the line, four different categories, each are worth 50 points individually. The all-time leader in this is Chuck Culpepper, who had 167. Doug, your target number is to hit is 89. That's our lowest score. So we're trying to get you over 89. I like your odds.
All right.
So first we do current events toss-ups. There are 10 questions worth 5 points apiece, all based on things that happened over the weekend in the world of sports, each worth 5 points. And if you hear this, that means you got it right. If you hear me going or just wrong or saying something negative, that means you got it wrong. But you probably would have figured that out. All right, here we go. Question number one. What is the name of the Georgia running back who scored 4 touchdowns in the Bulldogs' blowout win over Clemson?
Todd, I'm going in the first 3 picks of my draft, Gurley. That guy's an unbelievable player.
Yes. That was something to watch. That's correct. I was at that game yesterday. I was at that game Saturday, and it was, whew, that was fun.
I call him Marshawn Lynch with a rocket up his ass.
And the great thing too is, of course, because he's had injury issues because he's getting up front, he runs up front and everything. But like the Georgia has like 4 other good running backs that just spell him all game. It's pretty exciting.
He does kind of have that upright 6-foot Eric Dickerson thing, and that's worrisome.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, but it's fun to watch him. All right, number two, according to his father, Bayern Munich is about to loan out which American soccer phenom to Hamburg for the 2014-15 season?
Landon Donovan? I have no idea.
That's incorrect. Julian Green. Julian Green is the correct answer.
I'm like the only person in Seattle who doesn't follow soccer.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Seriously, come on, man. You guys gotta you. That's like the year in Portland. You have there's a good reason to hate Portland. You guys have a great rivalry with Portland.
No. That team's like 2 years old, and they just cut logs.
I know. Timber Joey. I love that. There's just a dude with a chainsaw, and he's a mascot. Sure.
They need to stop those Timbers.
All right. Question number three. Penn State beat Central Florida on a last-second field goal at what Dublin, Ireland stadium?
Oh, what's the stadium? It's not. Geez, the only thing I know about. I don't know the name of it. Darn it. I'll give myself an.
Okay, the correct answer is Croke Park. Croke Park.
Okay. Yeah. I only know it's Swain Castle because, the Royal Church of YouTube said it. That's all I know.
Number four, the United States beat Finland on Saturday 114-55 in the opening game of the Basketball World Cup. Who was Team USA's leading scorer?
I'm lost.
Correct answer is Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson.
Oh, okay.
Number five, what college's football team, angry with negative newspaper coverage, refused to give a press pass to Miami Herald reporter David Neal, who had been covering the team since June 2011?
Was it Miami or FIU?
It may be one of those two. I'm going to have to ask you to give me just one.
I'll go with FIU.
That is correct. Florida International.
The
school with the worst. Apparently the worst administration in all of college athletics, which is quite a bar to clear. My favorite thing about that is still that, like, they hired Isaiah Thomas to coach Florida International, and he was terrible. It's so great. Like, it's just, come on. All right.
How dare you say the word terrible with all terrible decisions that wind up in terrible results? Dare you?
I know, right? It's all about process, bad process, bad results, bad results, bad process. Number six, what Chicago Cubs prospect wowed fans by hitting a home run in his first at-bat and in 3 total in his first 3 games?
Oh, see, you're doing all these non-football questions, and I've been, like, hunkered down. Shamefully, I don't know.
Jorge Soler. Okay. Number seven, what college football team attempted to run onto the field by breaking down a cinder block wall, but was unable to do it, eventually just pushing the wall over so they could finally start the game?
Eastern Michigan in it was completely awesome.
That's correct. That was great.
Between that and the butt punt, there were some really good highlights.
That was pretty great. All sorts of fun things. Number eight, what first place baseball team traded for outfielder Alejandro De Aza and infielder Kelly Johnson over the weekend?
First place team. I don't think it's the Athletics because they just got Adam Dunn. I'm just throwing darts here. First place. It wasn't the Mariners because they're not in first place. I didn't even know who's in first place. I've been over here in the NFL though.
I know. Most of the questions later are NFL. Just the current events.
Okay. It would be tough for me to break 20 here.
There were no NFL games over the weekend, so I couldn't do current events for no NFL games.
I'm going to have to draw a blank there.
Okay, the correct answer is the Baltimore Orioles. The Baltimore Orioles. Okay. Number nine. After the weekend's cuts, what team had the oldest roster in the NFL?
That would be the Oakland Raiders.
That is correct for 5 points. And
way to rebuild, guys. Way to rebuild.
Yeah. And number 10, after this weekend's cuts, what team had the youngest roster in the NFL?
The Rams of St. Louis, who, when they get a quarterback, watch out.
That is correct for 5 points. Well done. That is 25 points after the five after the toss-ups. Generally speaking, I found that the category people do worst on are the toss-ups because people are always working in their own field over the weekend and never have a chance to follow all sports. So 25 out of 50 in the first round. Now we go to the overarching topic. I give a overarching topic and then individual, like if I were to say, name the all-time leading scorer for the following teams. And one would be like the Los Angeles Lakers, and you would say whoever and so on. Like that's so, and then there's 10 of these worth 5 points apiece. And then when, and I always try to give this to in the category of that's the specialty of the guests. So don't worry, it's football. All right, here we go. For each of these worth 5 points, name the all-time winningest coach for the following NFL teams.
Okay.
Understand the parameters? Number one, the Chicago Bears.
That would be George Halas.
That is correct. Number two, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Dick Vermeil didn't coach that enough. I'm going to say Andy Reid.
That is correct. Number three, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hank Stram.
Correct. Number four, the Arizona Cardinals. To be clear on this, by the way, we're talking Chicago, St. Louis, Arizona Cardinals.
Oh,
not just Arizona-level Cardinals.
Don Coryell?
No, it is, in fact, Ken Whisenhunt, which actually surprised me. That tells you just how bad.
You won more games than Coryell with Jim Hart and
I was
Arthur Lane.
Pretty amazed myself to read that.
And
just for the sake of discussion, Don Coryell, just so we know here, coaching record. He ended up with a total of how many wins for Arizona? He had a total of 70 wins. And Ken Whisenhunt, Hunt coaching record. Ken Whisenhunt had a total of, hang on, where'd you go, Ken Whisenhunt? I don't care about your playing record, Ken Whisenhunt. Come on, man. Hang on. This is, I'm sure, there's nothing more exciting than hearing someone read up. He had, that's totally wrong. Okay, Don Coryell's right. Okay, well, come on, Pro Football Reference. Okay, now I'm worried. Okay, you're correct.
How many games did Whisenhunt win for the Cardinals? Now, are you counting postseason two? Because if you're counting postseason
that's still not enough. That's just a mistake on Pro Football Reference. So you have it right. Congratulations. You got it right. That's 20. And all right. The rest of these I did check. I just didn't check that one. So don't worry. Don't worry. We're all safe here. Number five, the New York Jets.
You bet.
That is correct. Oh, I see what happened. Okay, I understand what that Pro Football Reference actually was doing just Arizona, which is a very stupid way to do that. But regardless.
Don Coryell did not win too many games.
He did not. Okay, so you're 5 for 5. You got 25 points. Number six, the Detroit Lions.
Who's the guy in the '50s? Who coached him? The Bobby Wayne years. Is it Joe Strugha? I'm drawing a blank. Hold on, let me think for a moment here.
Okay.
Lions. Crap. Well, I know it's not Rod Marinelli.
No, it is not. It is definitely not that.
You know what? Is it Wayne Fonts?
Wayne Fonts is correct. Rasputin
wow.
himself.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute. They had those, you know, with Herman Moore and Barry Sanders, and maybe it's Wayne Fontes.
That is correct. You are 6 for 6. You are actually smarter than Football Reference on this. number 7, the New England Patriots.
Let me see. I'm going to go on a real big, thin limb here and say Bill Belichick.
That is correct. Speaking of limbs, number 8, the Buffalo Bills.
Marv Levy.
Correct. You are 8 for 8. Two more. Number 9, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's a good one because it could be Gruden, but it could be John McKay. I'm getting a feeling this might be the one I lose, but I want to say McKay over Gruden.
That is incorrect. It is, in fact,
yeah,
John Gruden.
So.
It is, in fact, John Gruden. And number 10, the Atlanta
if
Falcons.
If I wanted to get one wrong, let it be John Gruden.
Yeah, let it be Gruden. Exactly. And number 10 is the Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta Falcons. It could actually already be Mike Smith, so we'll go with that.
That is correct. Mike Smith is the correct answer. That gives you 45 plus 25, giving you a total of 70 in the first half. Very well done. Very well done. So we'll take a break. We'll come back in a couple of days / 5 or 10 seconds. And we'll do the second half. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you in a couple of days / a couple of seconds.